It's good to have you back, Beau. Last time when we wrapped up hosting authors.com, you mentioned that the website is obviously important, but it doesn't work without promotion feeding it. I've been thinking about that, and I suspect pottyhost.com might be the promotion layer you didn't mention by name. Now, the site leads with keyword research and SEO optimization, not really with listeners. So I want to ask, is PottyHost really a podcast platform, or is it a content marketing machine that just happens to produce audio? Who's actually the target customer here?
I guess you could argue that it's a little bit of both, but you could certainly argue that it's mostly a marketing machine because that's what we're doing. We're creating these audio podcasts that really focus on search engine optimization, and we're using the podcast format in order to do that. So even if hypothetically there were no listeners, we still have these podcasts listed and the associated HTML pages, so it still brings in traffic. So that's one of the goals. And then, of course, the traffic leads to listeners, so you start with the traffic, and then that brings the listeners.
Okay, that makes sense. The platform boasts about batch scheduling 30 episodes in one click. In the BookBud episode, you made the point that one is good, but why do one when you could do 10? Only works if there's an audience to receive them. Who benefits most from 30 episodes at once? Is it primarily for that SEO play, or is there also a listener growth argument I'm missing?
Well, I think that language might be a little bit inaccurate because we're not really doing 30 episodes. You don't push them out all in one day. You press the button, it will create the 30 episodes, it will queue them. So once a day, there will be a new episode released, just like a popular podcast would. So you're not flooding the market where nobody's going to listen to 30 episodes in one day unless you have a lot of time on your hands. But the way that we set it up is, again, the queued process. So you press the button just once, and then those 30 are queued over the period of 30 days.
Got it. So it's still a batch creation process, but the distribution has trickled out. Now, one testimonial mentions going from 0 to 200 Spotify followers in 2 weeks. You've been pretty blunt across these episodes that patience is required. Groups takes 3 to 4 months. Book trailers don't sell books directly. What does a realistic win look like for someone 90 days into PottyHost? What number would tell you it's working?
Well, it's working if you have a dozen listeners. I mean, those are a dozen people that you wouldn't normally have that are now passionate about your topic or your product. So there really is no number. You just have to look at what you're paying for the service. And this you could start with the free service if you want, but also even the paid service is incredibly cheap for a marketing play. So it doesn't take a lot in order to make this worth it.
That's a good perspective. Now, in the Author Voices episode, you said listeners can't tell the difference between AI and human narrators, but platforms are starting to require AI disclosure labels. Does that change the value proposition for PottyHost? And does the marketing goldmine framing hold if listeners know it's a bot talking?
I don't think so. I don't think it'll be an issue. If all of the major providers require the AI disclosure, I think that as AI technology improves, then it starts to become apparent that you can't tell the difference between a human and an AI. And if the content is good and the quality is good, then that's all people really will care about.
That's true. Value is value. Now, you've built tools that write the book, edit it, record it, design the cover, pitch the press, run the ads, build the mailing list, and now produce the podcast. All AI-driven, all under one roof. At what point does an author or small business owner actually need to show up at all? Is that the goal, or does the whole thing fall apart without a human somewhere in the loop?
So far, a human is definitely needed to organize and orchestrate everything. But I could see a point in the future, the very near future, when we can have an AI agent that just runs everything for us, including the creativity. But That's down the road. Let's just say for now, the human is an important part of this whole process.
All right, we're still essential for now. Before we go, for listeners who want to follow up on what we covered, where can they find you and the work you're doing?
All of our websites are at archieboy.com, and you could find more about PoddyHost at poddyhost.com.
Thanks again to Bo Bennett for joining me today and explaining how poddyhost.com is essentially turning podcasting into a content marketing tool for SEO. And thank you for spending part of your day with us. Let's get you back on soon. There's plenty more to cover. Until next time, that's a wrap.